Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 723 of Smart Wrestling Fan, which is the longest-running weekly pro wrestling podcast in history of humankind. 723 episodes, 723 weeks we've been in existence, and this will be a little bit of a different show. I just want to say that right off the bat here. We might skip some musical presentations because our budget is now cut.
Right.
That's not real. There's no budget. No. But I just want to punctuate the fact that it's a different kind of show. By the way, I am Joan Egron, along with Executive Moonbeam Amy.
Hello.
Hello.
Y'all.
So if you haven't noticed, this show is coming out later in the week than normal. We're still giving you a show. Still free. But it's a little later in the week than normal because we were actually on vacation in the South, visiting the Walkers in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Not Walker, Texas Ranger, but the actual zombies.
No, that would be in Texas.
Walking Dead. But he could visit Atlanta, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, with the Walker, you know, Walker family. Maybe his parents live there.
Okay.
But, so we were there, and every time we've ever gone anywhere, even if it's like a two-day trip, even if it's like 2 miles away, just to take a break, we always do the show.
Yes.
On the vacation. And that kind of is...
From the vacation spot.
Yeah. Rarely get to go on vacation. So this time I was like, you know what? We're gonna wait till we come home.
Yeah.
And so we got a You Deserve It chant from a lot of people on Twitter, and we appreciate that.
Yes.
Because it's a tough grind doing 723 weeks in a row and keeping that streak up. But the streak's still alive, you see.
It is.
So it's pretty cool. But anyway, so yeah, we just want to do the shows a little differently because here's why. We are after WrestleMania now, okay? Last week was our mega WrestleMania show. We did all the wrestling of the week. We did the Raw after WrestleMania. We did the G1 special at Madison Square Garden. We did the NXT TakeOver show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a packed week. We did, obviously, the eight-hour WrestleMania. We did 7.5, whatever it was. We did a mega show on wrestling. And by the way, no Larry this week, so.
Aw.
That was sincere. Larry will return on the next episode.
Aw.
That's gold. just wanted to let people know in case they didn't hear. Well, hold on. This is for Larry. There he is.
Pour one out for your homelessy.
I almost choked. Okay. So. It's after WrestleMania. Now, if you remember, last year, I want to say November or December, we decided to look at WWE and go, wow, this is some of the laziest writing and booking I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting to the point where, remember, it was getting record low ratings, and then Baron Corbin was always in the main event, Andy was the general manager of Raw, and then WWE...
Oh, they said Andy. I couldn't figure out who Andy was.
Andy from Toy Story is the general manager of Raw. And... We looked at the situation, as did most WWE fans, and they said, we don't like this.
Right.
We hate this, in fact. So, what are you going to do about it? We're just going to stop watching WWE. This sucks. And Vince said, okay, we hear you. No more general managers, no more authority, no more. You're going to see fresh faces. You're going to see all this. And we're going to blame Baron Corbin for everything in story, which is, you know, just stupid. But whatever. That's fine. And I said, well, it's tough to judge them on this in the first few weeks because it was around the holidays and they had already taped a bunch of episodes. So it was like too late to put immediate change in there. And so I said, give them till about February. And then obviously from there, it's, well, we're on the road to WrestleMania. Let's see. And what ended up happening... This is our little recap here, because this is all going to lead
color
into
color the episode.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to lead into what we're going to say about WWE, which is we're never covering it again. No, we are. I'm just kidding. Of course, you have to cover WWE. If you're covering wrestling, you can have your specialty show about an indie company or your specialty show about whatever. But if you're covering wrestling, really, the crux of it is WWE. Okay. Not to say that there's not maybe good podcasts out there with your coverage of other, like New Japan, whatever. That's great.
Right.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking, if you want to be a mainstream podcast about wrestling, WWE is the mainstream wrestling. And I wish that would change one day, but I don't think it ever will.
Right. There might be more that gets added to it. There might be more,
yeah. But unfortunately, we're in the Monopoly situation here and not the board game. But Anyway, so I said, let's give it to February. So we have the holiday shows, and they played a bunch of video packages for NXT guys. Mm-hmm. Never really, it was like for EC3 and Lacey Evans, Heavy Machinery, and Lars Sullivan. It never really panned out.
Right.
Those guys came and went from Raw to SmackDown to Raw again and to SmackDown again, kind of floundering, not really much success. I would say, funny enough, the most successful was Heavy Machinery because they got the most coverage.
Airtime, yeah.
Yeah. And they were just a fun nonsense team. So you could just watch them and then they were gone. And that was
right.
It. But it wasn't exactly what fans were asking for at all, because we weren't just saying we want to see new guys from NXT. We were saying, how about the guys you have now?
Use
them properly and do some writing. Do some creative things. That's what you should do, right?
Right.
That didn't happen. Then WWE decides, well, you know what we'll do before WrestleMania, because this isn't really working out? We're just going to bring a bunch of more people up for NXT. Now, those were more successful because we got Gargano, Ciampa, and Aleister Black and Ricochet. Now, right. That was completely successful, if not for the neck injury of Ciampa.
Right.
You know, but then that changed history for Gargano, and he ended up getting the NXT title. So maybe that worked out better for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe...
Well, not for Ciampa.
But maybe it did.
In the long
because
run.
Because his timing might be better in the long run.
Yeah.
When he shows up again.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But it definitely worked out for Ricochet and Aleister Black, at
yes.
least in the short term. They're very over. They're mm-hmm. on every. They're oversaturated, but they're really good.
Right.
So it's hard to get sick of them yet, but they're on all the time. So WWE was... But again, the problem was, they would give us these guys every week.
Mm-hmm.
There was absolutely no story to it.
Right.
It was just wrestling matches every week on every show.
Right.
We got to the point where it was Ricochet and Aleister Black on NXT, Raw, SmackDown, TakeOver, and WrestleMania all in the same week.
Yeah.
Five shows in the same week.
Right.
What? That's insanity.
Yeah.
Too many wrestling matches, not enough stories. So, even though wrestling matches were very good.
Oh, yeah.
So, we then, once we saw those guys, had the dumbest, rockiest road to WrestleMania I've ever experienced.
Yes.
It was horrible. The build to WrestleMania was turds. It was, how do you draw a straight line from Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey and Charlotte all feuding to their match at WrestleMania? And WWE said, we don't know. And then they made this horrible branching thing that would take too long to explain. When you didn't need that, because the story was all there and it was all organic and it was all good.
Mm-hmm.
So they botched that. Maybe the best story going into WrestleMania was Shane and Miz. Because
mm-hmm.
it was a basic, good story.
Right.
And that was fine. And then you had other ones which were kind of thrown together at the last minute, like AJ Styles and Randy Orton. Even though they had planned that since 2018... They just waited like 3 weeks before WrestleMania, and they're like, okay, just shoot on each other about indies versus family legacy and stuff.
Right.
Which is good and fun, but that kind of came and went, and that match is over, and now nothing happened.
Yeah.
So we got to, anyway, so this is a brief history for people who need to catch up. So we watch WrestleMania, and it ends up being pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had its moments. They gave the fans what they wanted. They said,
yes.
Brock Lesnar doesn't have the title anymore. Kofi Kingston wins the title. Becky Lynch wins the titles. So, as far as that goes, they did what the fans wanted.
Right.
Excuse me, which is not always what WWE does.
Right.
But then, and we covered this last week, we get to the Raw after WrestleMania. It was okay.
Eh.
It was fine. But now what? That's the question that is always... Okay, now what? What are the plans for the future? And the answer really was, well, we're just going to leave a lot of people off the show, introduce Lars Sullivan, and then just go, you know, I don't even know at this point.
I don't either.
What's going on? Because remember, we ended with a really sour note. We had a pretty entertaining Raw after WrestleMania, and then if you recall, it ended with... The bar against Kofi Kingston and Seth Rollins, which no one wanted.
Right.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So we kind of got robbed. But again, that's fine because we're resetting,
mm-hmm.
I think. And that brings us to where we are now. So this is a special episode of Smart Wrestling Fan where we're going to cover the SmackDown after WrestleMania plus the two shakeup shows. So Raw and SmackDown that just happened this past this week. Overall, very disappointing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the two SmackDowns.
Oh, my gosh. The SmackDowns, which is normally the better show.
Right. Right. Now, before we do that, should I just run over some news real quick?
Sure.
Just do some real quick. But listen, I just wanted to get right into it as far as the history goes, because when you're watching wrestling, when you're a lifelong fan, and WWE is really testing your patience and taking advantage of you, because that's really what's happening.
Yes.
They're going, well, we already got paid our billions of dollars from Universal and Fox. Why do we really have to cater to you, the fan? We don't. So we'll throw you a bone here and there. We'll let Becky Lynch and Kofi Kingston win.
And Seth.
And to a lesser degree, Seth.
Seth, it was more about Brock losing.
Right. But they'll do that for us. And then nothing. And then they're like, well, why should we care? We care about mainstream social media. We care about drawing in new fans. Mm-hmm. We care about seeking new money. But do we really care about the viewer? And that's where I worry that WWE loves to say they do.
Yeah.
But really,
no lessons learned.
They don't care. No, so let me do a real quick news thing. I'm not even going to play any music here. We're just going to say, so I got the ratings. The Raw after WrestleMania scored a 2.0. If you told me again 5 years ago, WrestleMania is going to happen, and then the next night, the hottest Raw of the year is going to happen, and it's only going to get a 2?
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, right. That's not real. Yeah, it got a 2. Jeez. So that sucks. And then this past Shake-Up Raw only got a 1.88. So Ooh. People already have given up.
Yeah.
They don't care. SmackDown, and you might argue, oh, it's going up against college basketball. College basketball.
It's popular.
It's popular. It had like 20 million viewers. Yeah. WWE didn't even have 3 million.
Yeah.
I understand that it's popular. But that's where we're at as a society here. So SmackDown Live on USA managed to score. Oh, look at this. The SmackDown after WrestleMania, 1.6. That's not good. And then look at this. The SmackDown shakeup, 1.6 again. So,
and I'm curious to see what the next one will get.
Yeah. It's got to be less, because why should I care? After these past two SmackDowns, the question about WWE is right now, as a company, why should I care?
Right.
There are so many other things to watch. Why should I give a crap? So anyway, I'm just frustrated, but I'm trying not to be. I'm trying to be level-headed here and just, be impartial. So, okay, real quick news bits that happened the week right after WrestleMania. This is a long time coming. Luke Harper asked for his release.
Yeah.
Remember he tweeted that thing about Apollo Crews, like, we're going to be wrestling in the Indies next year or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
They're not going to use him. He's been in house shows. He's cleared. They have no stories for him. Creative said, we have absolutely nothing for you right now. How sad is that when you go to them and you're like, what am I going to do next week?
Right.
It's the shakeup. Where am I going to go? Creative doesn't have anything for you. We're not actually going to put you on a show. Wow. Okay, well then, know what? When they tell me that, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
that's it. Because if you're not going to reset him there, when they had every chance to.
Yeah.
There were so many places where
he would have popped out of that box.
Anything. Anything. Also in the news, Road Dogg. Okay, so when we talk about this, we're going to talk about this really quick. It's not going to be a full review. The SmackDown after WrestleMania, because it was that crappy that it does not deserve a full review.
No, it was like
it was one of TNA, the worst SmackDowns, and most, not even just worst, just most boring, lackluster, non-eventful SmackDowns I've ever seen. That it doesn't deserve a full review, but let's just say that after it, the fans were like, what the F did I just watch? That's the SmackDown after WrestleMania. That's when, like, big names debut.
Yeah.
That's when we'd get guys like Nakamura and Bobby Roode. And that's just, like, in the last year or two. That's the Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania is when you get the call-ups, when you get an exciting angle starting.
They treat it like a throwaway show.
And they treat it like a throwaway show. So apparently Road Dogg, of course, we know he was head writer on SmackDown, or one of the head writers on SmackDown. And he quit after this. Now, there were reports that said he didn't quit. He left for a higher position. No. No, he left.
Yeah.
I don't know that that higher position thing was ever true.
Oh.
And I don't know how much longer he has in the WWE, but the point is he's not writing for SmackDown anymore. If I'm writing for SmackDown and I write a good show for after WrestleMania or even a half-decent show for after WrestleMania and then it just gets shot down by Vince and edited down to basically what was a copy-paste of Raw.
Yeah.
With less stuff, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, well, then I don't know why I'm here in this position. And then the other injury news, injury piece of news here is that this is unfortunate. Nia Jax, torn ACL, another torn ACL. Ugh. Two torn ACLs, so she's going to be out for a while.
Yikes.
Also, that wasn't the only one. It was Nia Jax,
mm-hmm.
Big E,
right.
And Sheamus.
Big E's meniscus, right?
Yeah, and Sheamus, apparently he's concussed.
Oh, jeez.
Big E tore a muscle. You can see the spot in the match where they try and do a spot and he drops Cesaro because he can't hold his weight and that's over. So three injuries right away. We have all the news about Sasha Banks after WrestleMania that, you know, they threw tantrums and laid on the hotel room floor and you didn't have to believe it, but it ended up being true. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. So Sasha Banks in story limbo right now and who knows if when she, or if she's coming back. So lots of weird stuff happened after WrestleMania,
yeah.
but nothing story-wise or interesting on TV.
No.
Only backstage stuff. So so that's all I just want to talk about for the news bits, but let me remind you what happened on this SmackDown after WrestleMania.
Okay.
So we're still in Brooklyn. So it's still that hot crowd. It's still the crowd that has spent money and showed up from all over
the world.
Now, before I get into the SmackDown, I just want to say we still need to pay our taxes and our bills. I know it's tax season just ended, but
for us.
That didn't change. So basically, we don't want to start having to email individual shows to supporters of the show. We want to keep this a free show. So if you can, please go to smartwrestlingfan.com.
Right.
Donate at the bottom of the page. Go to what's that called?
Patreon.
Patreon.com/smartwrestlingfan. Go there. Become a patron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. Just help out the show and go watch TLDR. It's free. So do that on YouTube. Okay, so we have this hot crowd that came out of nowhere. They spent all their money to go to WrestleMania weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be on four WWE shows minimum. And that's it. So how do we start the show? Of course, you have to start with Kofi Kingston and the New Day because Kofi's the new champion. That's great. So So we're going to learn about Kofi's new feud, right? Nope. We're going to continue the pointless bar storyline from the previous night where the bar interrupted. That's why.
Right.
And then that's just going to be a six-man tag match by the Woo-hoo. End of the night. Why?
I do not know.
And for some reason, Drew McIntyre's on SmackDown. And then he will disappear from SmackDown by the end of the show. So this is my other problem. We have a shakeup, a superstar shakeup coming up on the next Raw.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How can we care about that if the characters are already shaken up and all over both shows already? It's not special.
No.
No one cares. Because the main event's going to be a six-man tag. Oh, look, it's another six-man tag. Why would you? Again, this is the lazy stuff. So we have Aleister Black, Ricochet, and Mustafa Ali, who's just Ali now.
Right.
Beating Rusev, Nakamura, and Andrade. So that's sad. But it keeps the Ricochet and Aleister Black thing
yes.
alive, where they always win their matches. You know, I think the only time they lost was like count out.
Mm-hmm.
Or not getting pinned or
not getting
the equation
pinned,
or whatever. So that's great. And the only thing that happened with this match is that Randy Orton showed up and RKO'd Ali. That's it.
Yeah.
And Kevin Owens showed up and he did the stunner. But,
right.
But that's not anything.
No story.
It's just things happening.
Yes.
That will not be remembered.
No.
In fact, people listening don't remember that. Or they go, oh yeah. Right when they hear me say that. So when we come back from break,
mm-hmm.
you think, okay, come on, WrestleMania, SmackDown after WrestleMania, that something's gotta happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, R-Truth and Carmella just dancing in the ring. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh look, here comes Samoa Joe. Remember he has the US title? That's
yeah,
great.
I always forget he has a U.S. title.
Oh, wait. Here comes Braun Strowman. Again, why would you do this before the shakeup?
It makes no sense. It's very confusing.
It's bad. So then Braun and Samoa Joe fight. Who cares? This is horrible. This show is not anything.
I don't even remember Braun and Samoa Joe. See? Remember everything else. I don't remember Braun and Samoa Joe.
Well, there you go. But we get WWE Women's Tag Champions, the Iconics, wrestling against two jobbers. The Brooklyn Bells, they called them. Big deal, the Iconics win. Again, like, that's... It's a neat thing to start that, like, gimmick, where you wrestle all these junkie wrestlers.
Right.
Not, you know what I mean. Obviously, right. They're not junkie, but not main event worthy or title worthy caliber champions or, contenders.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. But then Paige says, I'm going to bring a new tag team to SmackDown to beat you. Okay, we'll see what happens with that.
Yes.
So Shane McMahon comes out, and he does the forever, please say this, please say this, please say, repeat my thing, repeat my thing. And it gets uncomfortable, and he basically drags Greg Hamilton all over the thing, and just, it's stupid. It's too much. It's too many times.
Yeah, I agree.
Then the Hardys win the titles from the Usos.
Especially, my biggest problem with Shane right now and that whole part of the gimmick is that he is still in a managerial role. It's not like he's being just some regular heel superstar. Yeah. He's a manager.
I know. But then, okay, get this. I understand that's horrible. But the Hardys win the titles from the Usos, which is a giant tip that says the Usos need to go to Raw.
Yeah.
And you can't take the SmackDown titles with you.
Right.
So that was another like obvious quick shuffle thing that was stupid. But then Lars Sullivan comes out, because of course he does, because he was just on Raw. So let's just copy and paste that from Raw, where on Raw he attacked Kurt Angle. So on SmackDown, he's going to attack the Hardys. And that's it. He beats him. He beats him up. Nothing. Again, that's not anything.
No.
We don't know what brand Lars is on. We don't care, actually. But, yeah, I mean, that's it. So Becky Two Belts comes out and she talks. And, remember what happened on Raw with Becky Lynch and Lacey Evans? Let's do the same thing on SmackDown. Are you serious? We repeat the Lars thing and then we repeat the Becky Lynch thing.
Yeah. Unless this is turning into an NXT takeover, which it's not.
Yeah,
is this not a takeover like the pay-per-view, but takeover. Right.
I understand what you're saying, but that's nothing.
No.
And now we're at the main event. Nothing happened. Nothing. This is the Raw.
I thought it was all in the Raw recap.
Okay, so their idea of a huge call-up or whatever is Lars Sullivan, who was just on Raw, shows up on SmackDown and does the exact same thing. Braun Strowman, who's been on Raw for years, is now on SmackDown for a second. These are not anything. Nope. This is the laziest, bad, just terrible show. So, main event. New Day beats The Bar and Drew McIntyre. And what's interesting in this match is that the last commercial break, when we come back, Drew's not even there. And it's never talked about. He's just not there. And then Sheamus and Cesaro lose. And we're just supposed to not notice that Drew McIntyre just disappeared. But the heels lose. And the show just goes off the air. What a sack of crap. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest wastes of storyline, of talent, of energy, of time in SmackDown history.
It was pretty awful.
This is your chance. This is your big show. You tell me out of this what the new feuds are. Oh, wait, this show was going to be a holding pattern for months anyway. Because we knew the shakeup was the week after.
Yeah.
So you can't even start feuds here.
Yeah.
This is terrible. But now, get this. So now we're going to, a little spoiler. The Intercontinental title is going to jump from Raw to SmackDown in the shakeup, which means the U.S. title should jump, but backwards. It doesn't.
Yeah.
So now we've got to do some way to get that, like, does that mean at Backlash or whatever it's going to be Braun Strowman against Samoa Joe? I don't know, because we've got to do something. But then that just spoils the fact that the U.S. title has to come to Raw. This is so lazy. That's the best word I can think about all this is for this situation, is that it's just lazy.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
Lazy and unimaginative.
It's really bad. Oh my God.
Stupid.
I'm very frustrated.
I'm frustrated.
We're about to get to the shakeup shows. We're going to talk about those.
Okay.
The Raw Superstar Shakeup and a special event here on Smart Wrestling Fan. We're going to talk about the SmackDown one early because we did the show later than normal.
Right.
Next episode, Larry will be here with us.
Okay.
And it will be more of a, because I need Larry's opinions on these things too.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot of them are going to be the same as mine, but some of them are Larry exclusives. But he had a lot to say, let's just say. We talked on the phone while we were on our trip, and
so much.
He had a lot to say. So much. So that's next
week.
He
did not understand how we got from California to Atlanta.
He said, "How are you getting home?" And I said, "Lyft." And he said, "Wait, what?" And I said, "Yeah, we get on a plane, and then we take Lyft home from the airport." And he said, "You skipped the plane part." I said, "What did you think? What other mode of..." He said, "I don't know, Amtrak." And I was like, "I don't want to be on a train for like 2 or 3 days. What?" Okay, whatever.
That's why we don't travel to see Larry.
No, no. But anyway, so next week's show, we are going to focus on Raw mainly and the state of WWE in general.
Okay.
Plus other things, but in general, it just needs to be discussed, and we need a third person to do that.
Yes.
Because this is it's very frustrating situation. Excuse me. So, should we get into that Raw? I mean, what should we do? Should we do?
What's the other option?
Well, we could talk about other stuff now, but I want to get into the shakeup.
Yeah, let's get into the shakeup.
This is what we're here for. This is the Superstar Shakeup. This is the special episode of Smart Wrestling Fan. Superstar Shakeup, double SmackDown episode. Double SmackDown, double turds. Not good. Right. So we'll talk about Raw Shakeup. It is live from Montreal. And how else would you... I mean, this is the Bizarro Land crowd.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very opinionated crowd. And how would you want to open that? Oh, with Stephanie McMahon. Yuck. Here's why it's yuck. She is hated right now.
Mm-hmm.
She is a heel, basically, after we were told that we weren't going to have the authority anymore.
Right.
Yet, it's almost like we have a bigger authority than we ever have. Because every McMahon right now... Is a heel.
It's on something, yeah.
Yeah. So they're all mega heels right now.
Yeah.
And you know, if Stephanie and Shane are getting along, that she's a mega heel, because Shane's a mega heel.
Yes.
This doesn't add up.
Mm-mm.
And what... Okay, can you explain the shakeup to me, first of all? Let's say it's not... Okay, we know it's not a draft, right?
Right.
It's also not a giraffe. But it's not a draft. But... Who is picking these people? Because when it was in the day, let me just real quick. Mm-hmm. When it was in the days of the draft, you would have two podiums, you'd have two GMs, and they'd pick their talent, and you'd take turns, right?
Right.
When it was the randomizer shakeup, it would be a graphics on the screen, like a game show, and it'd be like, boop, 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 and it would be like, stop on a whammy or whatever. Right. And whatever show got, you know, whatever guy, and mm-hmm. that was how you went. But now we have no general managers.
Right.
The McMahons control everything, they said. Oh, Triple H lied and he said it was in charge. You are in charge or whatever. That's bullcrap.
And then we hardly ever see him anymore.
He's never even on. But so can you explain to me what this shakeup even is and who's picking these people and what this is?
It's Vince.
Okay.
In the back.
Yes.
Going, this guy's going here, this guy's going here.
And that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
But are we supposed to think that?
I mean...
I would love to see
I don't
see
know
him
what we're supposed to think. They didn't even have to call it a superstar shakeup.
Right.
They could have just done these things.
I would love to see him in the back. He has a pin the tail on a donkey. He has one of those tumblers for the mm-hmm. Royal Rumble. He has a spinning, like a carnival wheel. He has all these different things. He has a Ouija board. Now that's good. But no, we get the lowest amount of creativity possible, which is almost none.
Right.
And that makes this opening segment make no sense.
Right.
So, okay, let's talk about it. Stephanie comes out. She gets booed because they hate her. And again, they should right now.
Yes.
She's a horrible person like Shane McMahon, like Vince McMahon. They're not good people right now in the wrestling world and the wrestling character or in real life, but forget the real life part. I'm talking about the characters. She introduces best in the world Shane McMahon, who gets booed even worse. And now we're like, okay, now you're definitely both heels because Shane's been pushed as a heel and he's being a jerk and he's bullying the announcers. So what are we supposed to do with this? They're in charge of the shakeup, but no one's picking. So I'm still confused as to why they're here. Okay. Shane does his say my name thing, but he speaks French or tries to. And they do the whole tag teams might be broken up, which means no tag teams will be broken up. Maybe factions, but no tag teams, no, probably not. And Stephanie wants to start. She's like, okay, ready? The first name is, and she's ready to say it. Which means she knows the names.
Yes.
Because she has to announce them. That's going to be a problem. Didn't even think through. So Shane's like, no, before you start, let's relive the greatest moments on the terrible road to WrestleMania. But it's just pictures like the Miz's dad's face being squished like right. A baby and stuff. Like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stephanie's like, okay, the first one. And then you hear, awesome. And it's the Miz, and he attacks Shane from behind, and Renee curses for no reason because she has Tourette's or whatever. But then, so Miz attacks Shane. And Renee is like, yeah, get him. He beat up your old man. Okay. Canadian. Okay, so Miz, not that there's anything wrong with that. Miz attacks Shane with a chair and Shane runs away. And now you can see blood's pouring out of Miz's head because he had staples and stuff. So whatever. But the point is this. What was Stephanie, number one, going to say?
Right.
If it was Miz, why wouldn't she warn her brother? None of this makes sense. The moment was
Shane
fine as far as...
Shane could have even known, but he was attacked from behind. So you never know when you're going to get attacked from behind.
I know. But the music played. Who back there played that? None of this adds up. This is terrible. Okay. But that's just to start.
Yes.
But what's not terrible is the moment the crowd liked, which is the Miz attacking Shane McMahon. That's fine.
Yeah.
That part's good. Because we know that feud continues, even though we had a giant stipulation match where they flew off us like high buildings and stuff. So
and the heel one.
And the heel one. But that means we get more. I'm very confused. Anyway, tonight, it's Becky Lynch versus Ruby Riott. Oh my God, again?
Poor Ruby
Riott. Ruby Riott just might as well just give up. Just loses every match. I hate it so much. Excuse me, but wow, what a shakeup. Becky Lynch against Ruby Riott. Those are both, Becky's on both shows because she has two titles and Ruby Riott. Okay. Anyway, tonight it's going to be question mark, Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns in a six-man tag. Enough with the six-man tags after WrestleMania. Oh my God. Versus Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, and Bobby Lashley, that trio that we can't stand
them
together.
Oh my God, that's so bad.
Well, at least those guys will be broken up. Let me spoil this for everybody right now. Those guys are going to end up still on Raw by the end of this. This is so bad. Okay, so they say question mark is from SmackDown. Okay. We'll see. Now all of a sudden you hear beep beep zip dang. Ricochet rabbit sound effects.
Ricochet.
And then and Ricochet comes out and okay, this is where the frustration starts and you might hear me scream. Michael Cole goes, Oh my God, does this mean? Okay, shut up, idiot, and he's going to do this all night. Aleister Black comes out, and Cole goes, does this mean that too?
Yeah.
F you, morons.
And
I
Aleister still has the lever noise.
He does, so that didn't go away. But listen to this. These guys, Ricochet and Aleister Black, whether you like them or don't, which most people do, but if you don't, whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, that's irrelevant. These guys have been on Raw every week for months, and now we are supposed to fake excitement. WWE, you lazy sacks of crap.
Yeah.
How can you do this? This is not anything.
Right.
You have Michael Cole screaming, oh my God, over top of this. That doesn't change the fact that it's the same show from last week, and the week before, and the week before, and the week before that.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
It's not good.
And it's going to get so much worse. So they team up with Hawkins and Ryder next.
I was actually hoping that Ricochet and Aleister Black would be split up. Because they're singles competitors. And mm-hmm. I thought they were only together because of the Dusty
they were.
Classic.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they would. And then they lost all of their title yeah. opportunities for SmackDown and Raw. So I thought that that would kind of go away.
Yep. Well, we'll see. When we come back from break, Hawkins and Ryder are already in the ring, of course. And then the Revival come out. So that's the other side of the eight-man tag, because you got to have these big tag matches no one wants. But then it happens, one of the most controversial things of the entire shakeup.
Okay.
Graphics come up. Well, okay, let's take this step by step. First of all, a big Skyrim shield shows up on the Tron. You're like, is this like a video game? What is this? No, it is this new team you've never heard of called the Viking Experience. So, okay, wait, hold on. What? It's War Raiders, as you might know them, War Machine from New Japan. Okay, what? Okay, now they come out. No mention that they were the War Raiders.
Nope.
They don't have the NXT tag titles.
Nope.
They're not the NXT tag champions.
Nope.
What is going on? So, okay, well, before we get to them, Michael Cole asks Corey Graves, he goes, are Ricochet and Aleister Black part of the Superstar Shakeup and now exclusively on Raw? I cannot tell you how much I hate this bullcrap. This is just a show for morons at this point.
Yes.
Why are we watching this?
Because I guess we're morons.
I guess. Okay. This match should be called Confusion and Botches. Because nobody knew what was going on. The Viking Experience, which, by the way, again, no longer Hanson and Rowe. That's gone. Let me tell you who they are now. Eric? Okay, that's a normal Viking name, right? Eric with a K? Okay, that makes sense. Ebor? Ibar? Ebar? Ibor?
Ebar?
Cole and Graves can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Graves is trying to figure out what he's allowed to say about them. That he says, you might know them under a different name. What? I don't know what's going on. So for some reason, Ibor, Eric, they don't remember that you have to tag in a wrestling match and just decide to start. I don't know what's going
on. They're also suddenly heels.
Oh, yeah. So they're with the Revival. So you assume they're going to get a pop and then they're going to destroy the Revival, right? No. They're just acting like jerks. And then outside the ring, the Revival and Zack Ryder are confused because now the Vikings have tagged themselves in and now nobody knows what's going on. So it's all confusion and then fallout to Zack Ryder, and the Vikings pose with the Revival. They don't turn on him or anything. They're just bad guys.
I think they're mad because of the name thing.
I don't know. But all I know is this. All those names they said, Ibar, Ebar, it's Ivar. I-V-A-R. Never once would I have guessed that. I had to go to .com. Okay, so if you went to, like I did, during the match, went to .com, still said War Raiders, still said Hanson, still said Rowe, still said NXT Tag Team Champions. The next day, they got rid of all that. They tried to retcon all the articles, but if you go back far enough to TakeOver New York, you'll see that they couldn't change the fact that it was War Raiders against Ricochet and Aleister Black.
Right.
So, okay, listen. I understand what happened. Vince gets these guys. They're going to wrestle later tonight. He's like, what's their name? The War Raiders. I don't believe for a second that Vince didn't have a clue who they were.
Right.
You have to believe he at least is. But no, it's Vince, so he just doesn't know. He doesn't need to know, so he doesn't know. So he looks at that and goes, War Raiders, what is that thing? What do they do? Well, they're like these Viking guys. Then put Viking in the name. Well, yeah, but they're the War Raiders. You don't have to say that they're Vikings. If they're Vikings, you call them the Vikings. I don't think we can trademark that. That's too generic. What about the Viking Experience? Yeah, but Vince, that's more like experience. That's more like a cover band or like a 60s band or that. Viking Experience sounds like a Renaissance fair or something, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the kids, they love dressing up in costume. I'm going to tell you.
Costume play, they call
costume
it.
Costume play. Viking Experience. I'll ask them. Okay. Do they have Viking names? What are their names? One's named Hansen and Rowan. Hansen! Like Jim Hansen? The Muppets? No, Vince, not really, but no, they're going to be Ivan or Ivar! And Eric with a K. Okay. Triple H is just like, okay, sure. Listen, I'm not even nitpicky about the name. I don't even hate the Viking experience. It's stupid, but whatever. They came up to Raw, they changed the name, whatever. And also, listen, I understand that maybe they're just doing smart business. They're like, well, okay, if we keep them as Hansen and Rowe, right?
Right.
Then if they get disgruntled and leave and they go to AEW or wherever, they're still Hansen and Rowe.
Yeah.
So why don't we just make them Eric and Ivar? And then that way, if they leave, and the Viking experience, and that way they can't take that with them.
They want to.
Not that they want to, but if we make them a huge name on a worldwide scale, because I would say right now, the average person doesn't really know.
Right.
Isn't going to have a clue who those guys are.
Right.
You have to be a hardcore wrestling fan to know who they are. I understand it. And right after this, I said, okay, so expect some more name changes.
Yes.
Because if you remember, Vince was just like, okay, not Vince, sorry, Triple H was like, we're going to let you keep all your names when you come up from the indies. So it's going to be Matt Riddle, not Rat Middle, by the way. Matt Riddle, excuse me, Kushida, Ricochet, you guys can all keep your names. But Walter, everybody, just keep your names. Now, I said, you know what they're going to start doing? They're going to start changing people's names so they can own them.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid. Not afraid of AEW as like a thing that would run them out of business. Not at all.
No.
Just as a thing that can use WWE's time and investment and money.
Yeah.
And then capitalize on it. Why would you want another company to do that? You wouldn't. So you
Which is what you're doing when you take a Matt Riddle. And keep his name.
Absolutely.
But you don't want it to work the other way.
But it's not just, okay. But with WWE, it's less of that and more of they want the fans to not reject it.
Yeah.
So that's more what that is. Got it. With WWE, it's we invested millions of dollars into this one guy and made him popular and made him into action figures and made him he's in a video game and now he's on a commercial and then if he leaves WWE and takes that name somewhere else, that's bad right. business for WWE. It's a dumb move. So I do understand this. And then the next day, they changed Punishment Martinez's name, who they were just letting him be Punishment Martinez. That was fine mm-hmm. from Ring of Honor. No, he's Damian Priest now. Expect more to be happening. Expect new signings to possibly be changing. And Triple H might still make it where if you show up in NXT, you can use your indie name. Because again, the fans that watch NXT
are different.
I understand they're different fans. Some of them, there's plenty of crossover, but it's different fans that are more interested in the indies and more interested in traditional, you know, good wrestling.
Yeah.
And not the corporate monster that WWE is, even though NXT obviously is part of WWE. And it's two different audiences sometimes, and that's fine. But don't expect a lot of those names to come up to Raw or SmackDown and keep those names anymore.
Right.
Some will, some won't. So anyway. So again, I'm not even saying I'm being picky about the names. I'm more angry about how it was handled.
Yes.
How we were supposed to believe that these guys were not the NXT champs. How we were supposed to believe that these guys were just out of just everything. The fact that they're heels right off the bat. The fact that they had to steal Skyrim graphics. Why would you? And whoever did that probably got fired. But anyway, because that's gone. But why? Why'd you have to handle it like that?
I don't know. But I am also picky about the name because for Hansen and Rowe, they live the Viking experience. I mean, it is part of them.
I know.
And
I know. At least one of them. But
at least one of them. But for them, for it to be just reclassified as, I mean, now it looks like cosplay.
Everything is said about Kairi Sane and she's not a real pirate and what's that wheel actually go to? It's not anything. It's not connected to anything. Yeah, this is all what's happening now with the Vikings. Yeah. So that's unfortunate. So let's move on. Michael Cole said that 205 Live is now in the Superstar Shakeup. So you're allowed to be shaken up to and from the show? I don't know. But From that, we find out Cedric the Alexander, in fact, is coming to Raw, which awesome. I think is great because yes. just like Ali moving from 205 Live to SmackDown was a good move.
Yes.
I think Alexander breaking out of 205, he's way too good to be on 205 Live.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say those guys aren't all good there.
But they don't have the audience.
But they don't have the exposure, and I'd rather have him on Raw where people can see how awesome he is.
Yes.
So good. Good for them. And I also
and Lumbar Check is just awesome.
It is. Finisher. And I also have the action figure, so it's always good for me for TLDR. So okay, Intercontinental Champion Finn Balor comes out and Cole goes, championships? He says, in the past, championships do change hands on the shakeup. You mean change brands on the shakeup? Because what are you saying? What are you trying to say?
Does he mean that a championship could change hands on the break on the shakeup episode?
No, or does he means mean in the past of on the shakeup titles have jump shows?
Yeah.
But he said change hands like lose the title.
Right.
Even though tonight it's not going to be an intercontinental title match.
Right.
Anyway, he says he's dumb. Tonight Finn Balor faces a special opponent. First time to Raw, and I'm like, who could it be? Finn Balor versus Andrade. Okay, that's a good move.
Yeah.
That's fine. He's done all he can on SmackDown.
Yeah.
But with Zelina Vega, so of course...
So she's not part of...
Nobody's getting split up.
Two factions. And she's not allowed to just be separate from him?
No. Well, we'll see. So they do a gimmick where... She's like, okay, Andrade, why don't you speak French to these people? And he says one word and the rest of it's Spanish. So that's a good joke.
Uh-huh.
But these guys, Finn Balor and Andrade, do not work properly together at all.
No.
It's like they cannot understand a word each other's saying. Yeah. It's really weird. And Finn's really chatty in the match. Yeah. And Andrade doesn't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, and I thought this would have been a really great match.
Should have been. Somebody bleeds. The ref gets the gloves on. I never see who. But Zelina, oh my God. I can tell you within... 5 seconds of when Zelina Vega is going to do that
Hurricanrana
every match. It's neat, and she's resetting for the Raw crowd, which is fine, but it's too many times. Hammerlock DDT Andrade wins with some interference there. But here's what I said. He will never get a title shot because Finn Balor will go to SmackDown and take the Intercontinental title there as per his tights. Because when he came out,
yeah.
He was like, look at me, blue outfit, SmackDown wink. And it's like, yeah, we know you're going to go there. It was really obvious. Walk with Elias next. We come back from break, ladies and gentlemen, Elias. He makes fun of local sports. He says, whoever interrupts me tonight will never be able to show their face again. And I said, oh, it's Rey Mysterio. And it was Rey Mysterio. So like, the other one was, whoever interrupts me is a dead man. Then it was Undertaker. If you actually watch WrestleMania again, he says, whoever has a doctorate in thugonomics interrupts me, I will beat them up or whatever. And then it was John Cena. So you have to go back and watch that. Rey slips off the top rope because this is not a match. It's just a fight. But by the way, this means Rey Mysterio is on.
Yes.
Raw, but again, in case you didn't know, it's so that he can have matches with Andrade. That's the only reason that they're together.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's that. But that's fine. Those matches are really good.
Yes, they are.
But that's the reasoning behind this. But yeah, Rey slips off the top rope and it's really ugly. And then the freak Lars Sullivan comes out and we're just going to copy-paste that. And then Lars kills Rey. And Cole says... He doesn't say sit out powerbomb. He says poop out powerbomb, which we cannot say on this show. But he sure does. Rewind it. You'll see. Already in the ring, Roode and Gable cut a heel promo, and they say they can beat any team, and the graphic comes over them that says the Usos. So, yeah, it's guess what? It's the Usos. The Usos are now... They have a graphic that's not for them that shows up, and last week they lost to the Hardys. So this was all just... WWE, could you try even a little? Can you try a little here? The match is Roode and Gable versus the Usos. Cole calls these two things in this match. He says they were in the Fatal Four, and he also calls a move called a double kick, which is not a real thing. The Usos win, and that's basically that. Who cares? All night, we waste a lot of time with these 8 days ago WrestleMania video packages. Everything's 8 days ago, and they show this long thing, explanation of WrestleMania. I'm used to the ones that are like the music bed, of whatever the WrestleMania song is, and then they play like clips of whatever, yeah, or still shots. But this is just like, do we really not have enough content to put? Yeah, that's them. Alexa Bliss comes out, and she's back in talk show mode after that really good match she had last week, where she just flailed the whole time and did one DDT. But she's up next with her guest, Sami Zayn. So we come back from break. It's a moment of bliss, and special guest Sami Zayn, and he gets his song played 3 times because every time he dances, the crowd goes nuts for him because it's his hometown.
Right.
It's Montreal. So he dances and dances, and then he dances again, and then he's like, he says, Alexa, okay, watch this. He's like, yeah, they're fishing. He starts singing the Olay thing.
Uh-huh.
He makes the crowd sing, and he's like, yeah, it's like fish in a barrel. He's mocking the crowd, and they keep eating it up. And he yells something, and the crowd cheers, and he's mocking them. And he says, you know what? I really love Montreal, but I hate you people that live here. So that's why I had to leave, and I live in Florida now. And Alexa makes no sense. She plays a terrible face.
Yeah.
Last week, she was beating up Bailey. This right. week, she's playing a face not very well, and she repeats herself word for word. Like, she says the same exact sentence to him twice in a row. Does she think he forgot his line or something? Like, don't...
Did she forget hers?
Yeah. Anyway, Sammy leaves, and this is stupid. And that's about it. And the funny commentary here was, while Sammy was dancing, Graves said, oh, look at that skanking. And Renee said, what did you call me? So that was funny. She was very funny then. When we come back from break, the Iconics are already in the ring. Because don't forget now, like Becky Lynch, they have to be on both shows.
Right.
Earlier today, on .com, real life meets story, because Bailey can't find Sasha Banks. And she's on the phone, and nope, Sasha, where are you, Sasha? Oh no, because Sasha's actually MIA. So the Iconics come in earlier today, and they say, Sasha, who cares? This is, you know, what is this? So anyway, Bailey comes out to the ring. And she's like, well, meet my new tag team partner. And it's Naomi. So she gets shaken up from SmackDown. But who cares? And it'll be right. like 5 minutes before they're the hug and glow connection or whatever.
Right.
Stupid. Lazy. So it's Iconics versus Bayley and Naomi. Faces win real fast. And it's a joke. The Iconics can't ever win a match. It's just
except for the championship.
Against yeah. jobbers or, you know, they're right. When they win the titles by cheating and throwing,
yeah.
you know, stealing the win. Which is how their team should be. I'm yeah. not saying it's not.
Right.
That makes sense. Okay, EC3 comes out.
Ugh.
Is he here on Raw? I don't... You know what? I don't care.
No.
This is terrible. He wants competition. So we'll find out who it is next. Then when we come back from break, it's the Bray Wyatt box puppet thing. Or the crow or lizard or what's it called? The buzzard. Not lizard. A buzzard or vulture comes out and he's like... with Bray Wyatt's voice. Okay, we're going to get more of that later. So EC3 is still waiting in the ring. Okay, here we go. This is where he's going to get an opponent from SmackDown, right?
Right.
It's a shakeup. No, it's Braun Strowman.
Oh.
What? Why? And it's not even a match. It's a beatdown, and then he gets goozled through or slammed through a crash box at the stage, and that's it. And Becky Lynch comes out and looks at it and goes, yeesh. And that's it. Like, okay,
I don't know.
When we come back from break, Eric Young, if you can believe this, is shaken up via a graphic.
Oh, God.
As in, they're like, let's recap tonight's show. And Eric Young is just stuck at the end of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's new information.
Yeah. Wow. That is Vince going, why did we hire that guy
yeah.
from TNA? Why did we do that? And again, Larry likes Eric Young. I think Eric Young has a purpose in wrestling, but on Raw, I don't know about this.
I don't like
Eric. What would you do? He's going to have to lose every match. What? This is stupid. Okay, Becky Lynch. That's right. She's going to wrestle. Excuse me. She's wrestling Ruby Riott with Riott pals. Armbar. Becky wins. Oh, my God. Riott Squad. And she beats up Liv and Sarah Logan. So what? Riott Squad's dead. And by the way, we're not going to know this now.
Mm-hmm.
and we're not going to know it on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. But for some, because for some reason they did the laziest SmackDown shakeup ever, and we're going to talk about that next. You know what? We'll save it.
Okay. Are they going to change Gay Meat's name?
Yeah.
Since they changed her husband's name?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't think of anything clever to say. Sorry.
I think they should just call her Gay Meat.
Super Viking experience. Backstage, Drew McIntyre, Lashley, and Corbin talk to Charlie, and I just don't care because this is a team I never want to see together again. At least tomorrow on SmackDown, they'll be shaking. Nope. Okay. Natalya comes out, and Becky Lynch is still in the ring. When we come back from break, Becky Lynch and Natalya are still in the ring. Natalya seems really bitter. And she's like, I want to go after the Raw Women's title. But you might go to SmackDown tomorrow. You don't know. Why?
Right.
What is this? Again, lazy. Lazy writing. Lacey Evans comes out. She says, did I misinterpret what she said? She used her woman parts to get what she wanted, and that made her on be on Raw permanently.
That's what she implied.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Why are we doing... What?
I don't know.
Why is that a story?
I don't know.
Wrestling Natalya tonight, the McMahons told her. And the winner in that match gets... We all lose. Gets a title shot against Becky Lynch for the Raw title, I guess. So, guess what? Natalya versus Lacey Evans. Oh my God, do not want...
No.
So Lacey Evans is, you know, Lacey Evans. A punch, and then that's the woman's right.
Which should be the finisher.
But it's not. She goes to the second rope and does a top rope springboard moonsault.
Which looks good.
Which look fine, but she's a heel, so that doesn't even make... No. What? And then Lacey wins. Why?
I
understand Lacey has to win because she's going against Becky Lynch. Oh my God, is she winning that Raw title? After all that please. WrestleMania stuff? After Ronda so Rousey disgusting. Is champ for like a year? No.
That'd be so disgusting.
Backstage, Charlie interviews Rollins and Reigns. I don't care. Drew McIntyre comes out. When we come back from break, okay, it's the Bray Wyatt puppet thing, part two.
Right.
This time it's a creepy dollhouse, more creepy stuff, a rocking horse that's squishing like a stuffed rabbit or something. Another creepy doll, and then in a rocking chair, it's Sister Abadoll or something. It's this page doll. Chair. It's a little bit like it's a page
chair.
A page chair looking doll here. Page chair. And it opens its eyes and it's creepy and whatever. And you know, again, I'm saying if this doesn't end up being some sort of Bray Wyatt puppeteer like deranged Sesame Street right. thing, they failed.
Right.
If this doesn't end up being some creepy Bray Wyatt's children's show, and I think Larry said, he didn't say it on the show, but he said it to me on the phone. He said something like Pee-wee's Playhouse, but like scary.
Yeah.
That's right. And I said Sesame Street, like scary. And so that's fine. And then you can introduce all these weird new oddities to his group. You can even put Mojo Rawley with the blue spider web on his face in there. You can put anybody in this group. The point is, I don't believe they're going to do any of it.
No, I don't either.
I don't trust them at all.
No.
So Drew McIntyre has been in the ring this whole time, watching the Bray Wyatt video, all that stuff. Baron Corbin comes out to all his accolades, and then Lashley and Leo Rush. So here's your main event. It's all those dumb heels you don't want together versus two-thirds of the Shield and the mystery guy from SmackDown. And I mathematically figured it out, and it right. was AJ Styles, which is good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sick of him on SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
He needed to change. That's neat. It's a match for a phenomenal forearm on Lashley, and the faces win. So, okay, phenomenal forearm on Lashley. That means Lashley will jump to smack. No, probably not.
Right, no.
What about that Raw said amazing superstar shake anything to you?
Nothing. Your recap made it seem more interesting than I remember it being, though.
Yeah. But I just don't even know.
No. Now. It was, there's like four guys we're going to bring over.
That's about it.
It's not a true anything.
Yeah. So, I just opened up a messenger. This is a picture of Ziggy Z's face holding a Chipotle cup. But yeah. Okay. So, what else can be said about that Raw? It's just, do we have any emails about that Raw?
Oh, you know.
Emails?
I
you have them?
Have to see. You're going to have to keep stalling.
It doesn't matter. We can read all the emails out even after the SmackDown one.
Yeah.
Because there's probably questions people have about the shakeup and all that. Yeah. So, you know what that means? We should probably talk about that, the bonus feature of this show.
Oh.
Which is the other half of the shakeup, or should I say the other two-fifths of the shakeup? SmackDown Live. The show also from Montreal.
Huh?
So,
okay.
Same people here. Very excited because this is the shakeup. And if you remember, the shakeup was advertised well before WrestleMania. So, like, they could get tickets to the shakeup if you live in Montreal. And this is going to be, they called it an international shakeup. All they meant was that it was in Canada.
Oh, wow, God.
That's really sad. So, this SmackDown opens with all this news blurbs from all these different websites about how great the shakeup was. And this guy moved here and this guy did this. It's all bullcrap. There was nothing exciting. I don't know what they're referring to.
I don't either.
So, and earlier in the day, Vince McMahon had an exclusive thing on .com and on Twitter or whatever. He had the exclusive blurb from Vince, and it was, I have the biggest acquisition in SmackDown history tonight. Okay. I hope it's not like a joke.
Right.
I hope it's real. Well, we'll see. So Kevin Owens comes out. Oh my God, could it mean? No, because Kevin Owens is already on SmackDown.
Oh, that's right.
No one said that. I'm saying that because it's a joke.
Got it.
So he speaks French and Montreal's happy. And I, oh my God, this is funny. When you see your notes live like this, I wrote, this has to be better than Raw, right? Did not change it. So yes, Vince says he has the biggest acquisition ever. Sure. And I wrote sure because I don't believe it. I don't. I just don't.
And it makes me question if they understand what acquisition means.
No, they don't. Well, they think you acquire from one show to the other. It's not. They don't get it. Okay. Who's Kevin Owens' guest? It's Kofi Kingston. He's also from SmackDown. With Xavier Woods. So far, we're going to open the shakeup show. They're calling this the second half of the shakeup.
Right.
Which is why I wanted it on the same episode of Smart Wrestling as the Raw shakeup. Excuse me, because we need a direct comparison between these two shows. But this isn't a shake-up anything. This is not anything. So, Kevin Owens show with Kofi Kingston. And he says, congratulations, Kofi, for winning the WWE title. You did it. And they talk about, he says, but where's Big E? And they say, well, Big E's missing because he's injured. So, he's going to be out for a while. Oh. Yeah, that's sad. And Xavier is upset only because his YouTube show is The Talent was poached. Because AJ Styles went to, it's like, really? That's too meta. Stop.
Yeah.
We're here for the shakeup. I don't want to hear about YouTube. I don't want to hear about SmackDown people. I want to hear about people from Raw or NXT that are going to show up here. That's all I care about right now.
Right.
Tonight, they say, we're going to have a tag match. It's Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods versus Nakamura and Rusev. What? Again? Again? Why? Is this a joke? There's no shakeup guys there at all. That's a regular SmackDown match that we've seen like 100 times.
Right.
I don't want that.
No.
So Owen says, oh, well, with Big E gone, can I make a request? Can I be a member of New Day tonight? I can be Big O. Ha. So they're like,
no, what? Actually, the way he even said it was funnier because he said, I could be Big K. Wait, no. Yes. Big O is funnier.
Yes, it is funny. And it's a good joke. But they say, okay, Owens, well, we have to test cereal and you have to swivel your hips like Big E. And he's like, is this good enough? And he shows that he can do the same thing as Big E. Maybe not the same way, but he can do it. But Nakamura and Rusev are backstage watching and they're chuckling at this like they're just like, Not like
they're amused.
Not like heels.
Right.
But like, this is a funny gimmick.
Yes.
So they're like, okay, Kevin, fine. You're the new honorary member of New Day. They give him a tiny shirt to put on that's mostly cut up and a unicorn horn. And Owens is getting all into it and thinks it's funny. Then backstage, Cesaro talks to Rusev and says, hey, how about I wrestle with you? Wrestle in the match because Sheamus is injured, so I wrestle with you. I'm like, okay, this is still, it's all SmackDown guys. What does this have to do with the shakeup? I'm angry at this point.
Yeah.
This is stupid. This is lazy.
And this is cutting into our vacation.
And we're watching this on vacation.
Yes. Raw as well.
Because listen, for those of you out there that are like, oh, well, you can't be bothered with wrestling and doing shows during vacation. We still had to watch all the content.
I still live tweeted each show.
We still spent hours and hours watching stuff away when we were supposed to be doing other things. Yeah. Anything else. So, F you. Intercontinental Champion Finn Balor is here, wink, with his blue tights. So the one first shakeup thing happens like a half an hour into the show.
Yeah.
20 minutes, half an hour. Okay, here we go. It's official. It's a six-man tag in the main event with all SmackDown guys. Wow. Thanks for trying. So here we go. Finn Balor, the only guy that's been shaken up so far, versus Ali. So that's good. I'm glad for this match. It's
not
neat.
Good for Ali, but...
No, but it's neat to see this match.
It's a good match.
It's two faces. You're probably not going to see this again.
Yeah.
It's a good match. But so far, we're half an hour in. What a shakeup. Keep in mind, Fox paid billions of dollars for this.
Yeah.
So far, they've gotten the same stale roster plus Finn Balor.
Yeah.
I'd be wanting a refund right now. Stomp. And I understand, no, they're obviously going to... They can make a profit off of this. I get it, but they're going to really have to try. Stomp. Balor wins. Who cares? Okay, so Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods are backstage. Oh, let's talk about this. This is important. Do you have any backstage segments that were on Raw?
No.
Shake Up Raw?
Mm-mm.
None. Unless you count like a Charlie interview.
And there was the Bailey on the phone with Sasha.
That was earlier today, exclusive from .com.
Oh, yeah.
No. There were two Charlie segments. One where she talked to Rollins and Reigns, one where she talked to the heels.
Okay.
So she basically talked to people about a six-man tag main event that was dull. There were no skits, no segments, no fun, no nothing.
Right.
Backstage. Because when WWE is low on creativity or they just want to hurry up, crank a show out, You'll notice they don't go backstage. They don't bother.
Yeah.
This one, every backstage segment was just like all recorded at once. And it was just Kofi and Woods with Kevin Owens and doing things. That's it.
Right.
Which are funny.
It's better than nothing.
And it's better than nothing. But between the two nights, this is all we got. That's mega lazy.
Yeah.
So this time they're like, hey, Big O, you have to eat this whole plate of pancakes and you have to do it and beat Big E's record, which is like 5 minutes or something. And Kevin Owens is like, I don't think I ever ate a pancake in my life. And he tries to do it. And seriously, he's going to choke and die.
Yeah.
I had pancakes over the vacation because I'd like to try different pancakes at different restaurants, like little restaurants and stuff. They are very dry. Even the best ones are so dry. You should never eat those fast.
No.
Every time Big E does that, I get scared.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing to... It's not a good... Like, hot dog eating contest, I totally understand. Pancakes, not safe. Don't. Just don't, please. Don't eat pancakes
real fast. It's the new killer.
It is. Truth and Carmella come out. Wait,
why?
They're from SmackDown. Again. And this is a copy and paste from last week. Are you serious? Oh, look. Oh, I get it. No, wait. This makes sense. Because Truth is going to wrestle somebody from Raw, right?
Yeah.
Or Carmella's going to face somebody from Raw. Carmella's going to wrestle Charlotte after the break. Wait, Charlotte from SmackDown. I hate this show. Yeah. This SmackDown is a pile of garbage.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Bray Wyatt, Bird Box, Puppet Theater. Same one. Okay? That's a copy-paste. Carmella and Truth are still dancing. Oh, Graves mentions Informer by Snow, so that's funny. Backstage, Kevin Owens is still trying to eat the pancakes. Oh, he's done. He beats Big E's record somehow. And they do the Freaks thing from Smart Movie Fan. They do the one of us.
Oh,
Hans
yeah.
thing. They do that. Yeah, it's scary. So that's funny. Carmella versus Charlotte. What a shakeup. I swear to God, what is happening?
I don't know.
We're almost halfway done with SmackDown.
Right.
One person so far. I've never seen this little effort since last week's SmackDown.
It's a trend.
Figure eight, Charlotte wins. Who the F cares? This is terrible. Lars Sullivan comes out and he beats up R-Truth. Okay. I don't know what that means, because last night you said Lars is on Raw. He's shaken up to Raw.
Yeah.
Now he's on SmackDown. I don't know.
What? I don't know.
What? Okay, whatever. But he starts staring down Carmella like he's going to eat her or something. Like he's a monster, like right. Godzilla or King Kong. So if they're going to do the King Kong thing with Carmella, this is a brand new character?
Right.
Why would you do that to start?
No. Because you can't get any worse than that.
What are we doing? This is terrible. Up next, it says on the graphic, Becky Two Belts live. It's just funny that they say that. That's very hilarious. So Becky Lynch comes out. Oh my God. I hate Tom Phillips so much. He says, Becky Lynch is... She has her own announcement about the shakeup. No, she doesn't. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
The graphic... Okay, now yesterday on Raw, the graphic said, 8 days ago, WrestleMania, right? Mm-hmm. Today, the graphic says, 2 weeks ago, WrestleMania. Is that how days work and weeks work?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Time difference and...
Wow, that's carry just... Carry the two. Again, they've given up caring. The crowd chants Becky Two Belts, and she's goes, this is the best part ever with Becky Lynch. Besides her calling people dope, I like this even better. They start chanting Becky Two Belts, and she goes, that's me.
It was so good.
That was awesome. Ember Moon shows up. Oh, look, that's two shakeups.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though we kind of forgot she was on Raw because she was injured for so long.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's fine. That still counts, two. And Ember says, I want to make a name for myself. And she acts like a heel. It's weird, but okay. Shake-up number three comes out. Bailey. Oh. She gets booed so bad.
She does.
Everyone, all they imagine is her rolling around on the floor complaining. She mentions Sasha Banks and gets booed worse.
Yes, she does.
But then it happens. She mentions she's a singles wrestler now, which means... Oh.
Even though the night before on Twitter,
right, she's like,
she was saying that even though she had come out with Naomi for that tag match, right, it didn't stop her... tag team aspirations and showed a picture of herself with Sasha.
Yeah, she said that her and Sasha were still going to get the tag titles back. Also, Sasha, I didn't say this, tweeted out when she was on her little bender or whatever, rampage, she tweeted out that we were all marks.
Yeah.
And we should be whatever for believing in this. Yeah, it turns out. Looks like we were right. But anyway, she gets booed. She's a singles wrestler. Yeah, Sasha's pretty much gone. Iconics come out and they mock Bailey. But so far, like I said, we have three people from the shakeup. That's fine. But now Paige here, she comes out and she says, I want to introduce two gifted women. And then Mandy and Sonya come out. And they're like, oh, remember when we were with your partners, Paige, in that tag team, the group faction? So it must be us. And Paige says, no, it's not you. Here's my new person to SmackDown, Asuka. Remember Asuka who's on SmackDown? Well, now she's on SmackDown, just to let you know. But Paige promised us a new tag team that's going to beat the Iconics for the tag titles, right?
Uh-huh.
Her tag team partner, racist. It's Kairi Sane. Vince is like, oh, get the other Asuka. Bring her around. And they're like, but boss, Sky Pirates is already a team on the other show, the NXT. I don't care. Nobody knows about them. Just
Sky Pirate experience.
I don't care about this. Just bring in the pirate. Put her with Asuka. And then we'll have Asuka viciously turn on her within 2 months. Pretty much guaranteed to happen. Which is fine.
I want heel Asuka.
Yeah, it's fine. But that's it. So, Paige made it seem like they were going to win the tag titles here tonight. Like, yes. They were getting a shot against Iconics right away.
She introduced them as the next tag team champions.
Like, here they come, your next tag team champions. So, okay, you believe in them. But that usually means they're going to have a match right away. No.
And it's confusing because... For a second, you're not realizing that she's coming out as a manager of the tag team.
Yeah.
So you're kind of taken, at least I was taken back to when she was general manager. And yeah. I'm thinking, it's confusing. It's weird that she says that they're the next.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. They don't know. So she says to the Japanese tag team, she says, make an impact. Get him. And then everyone runs in the ring. Asuka and Kairi are fighting everybody. I don't know what this is, but when we come back from break, it's an 8-human tag match. It's Ember, Bailey, Asuka, and Kairi versus Mandy, Sonya, and the Iconics. It's a match. Insane elbow. Faces win.
Yeah.
That's, of course, what happens. Yeah. But...
Okay.
Again, no problem. I like that Kairi Sane's called up.
Yeah.
I like that new blood Asuka is on SmackDown now. Again, this only works
if Asuka's But maybe she has a story now.
Yeah. Well, for a while, they could try to get the tag titles. Yeah. And when they fail,
yeah,
Asuka can beat up Kairi Sane, which is perfect.
Yeah.
That story writes itself. If they don't do that, they've failed completely.
Yeah. So
they can't fail that bad.
Look forward to them failing.
Yeah, I know. So let's look at the
shakeups.
Shakeups what we've gotten so far. So we've gotten Bayley.
Yep.
Kairi.
Yes.
Ember.
Yes.
Finn Balor.
Uh huh.
Not sure about Lars Sullivan because he might still be on.
But it looks like they've really stacked up the women's roster on SmackDown. And they've really pillaged the SmackDown or the Raw roster.
There's still tons of women on Raw.
Yeah,
but we're not done. But we are an hour and a half done with a 2-hour show.
Right.
And we have four people that have been shaken up. That's not good. I understand SmackDown's the shorter show, but it's also the one Fox paid more money for.
Yes.
I also understand there's plenty of time between now and October to put more people on SmackDown. There's also time to dissolve the brand split. If Fox says we need more talent... You can just have people on both shows. Whatever you want to do. Now the Hardy Boys fake selfie cam looks really stupid because they're sitting in a locker room with an HD camera on them and Matt has his arm out like he's holding that HD camera. Please stop doing this. It looks so dumb and fake. Please stop. New Day and Kevin Owens practiced the Big E intro and Owens is pretty good at it.
Yeah, he is.
So New Day 2.0 or whatever comes out. Number five, Buddy Murphy says, you might not know me now because I'm on 205 Live and no one watches that, but I'm going to be on SmackDown and you're going to know me. And again, a guy they've groomed perfectly by making him a long-term champion on 205 Live and he's believable and he's a really good wrestler.
So they kept all the spouses together, but they did not feel like joining Alexa and Buddy.
No. And
they split up Charlotte and Andrade.
Oh, well.
They're a newer relationship, though, it doesn't matter.
That could have been one of those things where, like, we don't really care.
Yeah.
New Day 2 Day versus Art of the Ring, Cesaro, Nakamura, and Rusev. Now, at this point, I remember that this is not the main event because the main event is talking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, who cares about this match? The faces win, and Vince watches backstage, and he just nods at the screen like, I like moving pictures. Like, what? Yeah. I don't understand his role anymore. Anyway, now we get a commercial for, or a promo for Bray's Puppet Theater, which, again, they will drop the ball on that. Because they don't know what they're doing. Main event. Vince McMahon comes out to talk. He says, I have the biggest acquisition ever for SmackDown Live. And here it is. He is the future of the business. Okay. And I'm like, okay, so it's not... I thought it was Brock, right?
Right.
You think Fox wants Brock. Fox wants Ronda Rousey. Fox wants all the realistic sports guys they can get. So you think it's Brock. No, it's not Brock. Because once again, this was a joke segment. The only thing worse than this, and I'm not saying I don't like who they're picking, but the way they're going about it is a jokey way. Like, he's the future, but really, is he? The only way this could have been worse is if the biggest acquisition ever of SmackDown was Stephanie McMahon or something. Because remember when they did it before, they're like, we have an award out to the best person ever, and that's my daughter, Stephanie. It's like, wow, good job. It's Elias.
Okay.
I love Elias, but that... Plus, biggest acquisition is a joke.
Yes.
Elias is a special attraction that almost never wrestles.
Right.
He's a comedy segment, and he's been getting beat up by old men lately. So I don't understand, like, what this is. The last time Vince gave the stamp of approval to people, it was Drew McIntyre and Elijah Burke. So I'm a little scared. Oh, my God,
that's right.
I'm a little worried.
And not current version Drew McIntyre.
Oh, no, the generic version that was 3MB.
Yeah.
So the crowd's underwhelmed. And again, it doesn't matter how much you like Elias. This is a disappointment.
Right.
So I said, okay, this has to be the joke answer. And then there's a real answer that beats up Elias because he's been beat up by people. And then he says, and then Elias does his thing. And he says, something and something, something reigns. And then it's like, oh my God, it's going to be Roman Reigns. And then it's Roman Reigns.
Right.
So, yes, that's huge that Roman's on SmackDown. Wow. With Dean Ambrose gone out of the company and Rollins on Raw and Reigns on SmackDown, that is it for the Shield, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. But it's Roman Reigns. Superman. It says Superman lunch here. Superman lunch for Elias and Vince. And Vince does the like birds, the cartoon birds are flying around his head, like, look. And Reigns says it's my yard now, and he spears Elias. And that's the end of the show. And
he gets cheered.
He gets cheered because
he just beat up Vince.
He just beat up Vince McMahon, and you had to get something. So, okay, but Elias and it's still disappointing. How is that anything?
I don't know.
Again, obviously you're gonna draft or shake up less superstars to SmackDown. I get it. Now, here's the dumbest part. After SmackDown's over, for some reason, again, most of the show was SmackDown wrestler versus SmackDown wrestler. Yes. And no anything good or interesting. They couldn't even be bothered to do video packages for certain wrestlers. We had to find out on .com minutes after SmackDown goes off the air. Mickey James, Apollo Crews.
Oh boy.
Hold on. Uh-oh. And Liv Morgan.
Oh no.
Have been drafted to SmackDown. Which means with Eric Young going to Raw.
Yeah.
And by the way, as of yesterday, I think, Alexander Wolf from Sanity, no longer in Sanity, drafted to, I'm not kidding, NXT UK.
Right.
So Sanity's done, but also Riot Squad's done. And here's the sad part about that. These three took this call-up very seriously.
Yes.
When Ruby, Liv, and Sarah got called up, they got matching tattoos of the date they got called up together. And were very serious about the Riot Squad gimmick and the whole faction, making it work. When that happens and they take that, now listen, it's your choice if you want to get a tattoo, whatever. You know, a lot of times when you choose to get a tattoo, it's going to be silly because you're picking something that's not going to last. Like maybe writing Alberto Del Rio's name on you or something like that. Maybe you shouldn't do that, but whatever, it's you. Maybe putting Sarah across your neck. But whatever, it's your choice. Your choice.
Mexico. You tell you. Oh, no.
That's Mexican. That's Mexican. Totally. Mask. but that's fine. Whatever you want to do. This poor Riot Squad had to go through. They were all very serious. They get jobbed out every single week. Now they don't even exist.
Yeah.
Think about if you have a tattoo of a thing that WWE's like, yeah, that's not a thing anymore.
I know, but it was the moment in time.
I know that, but how? It's just very sad.
It is sad.
Just look at their trajectory.
Yeah.
How fast they tanked.
Yeah.
How much potential there was. And how WWE just didn't care. And they're like, well, you're heels. We need somebody to lose, so you're it. That's it.
We have emails.
We do, and we're going to read them. But like I think, like you said, the best... It's sad because people listen to the show, and if they didn't watch the product, they'd be like, that didn't sound too bad.
Right.
Because we made it sound interesting. Yeah. No. If you had to suffer through that 5 hours of programming... No, seven.
Yeah.
We just reviewed. You would not be happy right now.
No.
It's okay. Go ahead, emails.
This is from Joshy the Josh.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Joshy the Josh. I know you're probably exhausted by now and have a ton of emails, so I'll keep this brief.
Mm-hmm.
What was the puppet thing on Raw? At first, I thought it was the Gobbledygooker 2.0. Then I thought it must be a buzzard, which would hint at Bray Wyatt's return. But I can't imagine WWE messing up Wyatt this badly before he comes back, so I'm positive it can't possibly be a buzzard. But a short time later, I realized that it wasn't a puppet or the Gobbledygooker or a buzzard at all. It was clearly The Undertaker without his hat on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was. Of course it is.
Seriously, why doesn't The Undertaker just shave his head?
Oh, my God.
He has a skullet. Has a skullet ever looked good on anybody?
No.
He's seriously looking less like The Undertaker and more like Benjamin Franklin these days.
I know.
Keep up the great work, Josh the Josh.
I'm not going to argue with any of that.
And then he sent a picture of Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, my God.
So that's pretty awesome. Funny.
You want to read some more?
Sure. This is from Chromosome.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, Larry, Amy, Hum Nama Humma, Boney the Dog, Master Thespian, Wrestling Man, Crappy 2, and the Norwegian guy who made you watch crappy movies like Glitter.
Don't remind me.
I found one. In 2019, I found someone who paid for WrestleMania through their standard pay-per-view channel instead of getting the network. In the UK, the price is $14.99 instead of the network's $9.99.
Okay, let's pause right here. That's nothing. In America, okay, the UK has great deals then. Because in America, you'd have to pay like $60 or more for this WrestleMania. So
since okay.
Yeah.
He said he paid the extra $5 for the convenience of watching on his cable box, even though he regularly plays Steam games through his laptop plugged into the TV. Never mind, horses for courses, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But if you wanted stability or something for $5, $5 is nothing. I'm talking a difference of $50.
Yeah.
That would be outrageous. So, okay.
According to some unconfirmed sources, WWE are hiring someone to be in charge of the show to show continuity.
Oh my God.
Almost like a showrunner. Do you think this will have any impact on the product, or will the old man showrunner in place at present just rule over them, making the appointment pointless?
Pointless. Yeah, because it doesn't matter what they say. Vince changes it. Right. And then that's it.
Also, Walter is fantastic. I've seen him many times on the UK Indies. And he has plenty more you didn't see in the TakeOver match. His matches with Matt Riddle, Tyler Bate, and Jordan Devlin in particular stand out. Ooh. Have a lovely show.
I want to see him wrestle rap metal.
Yes.
Yes. Rap metal. Okay. More?
This is from Slow Bro Brazil.
Okay.
Greetings, SWFers. I'm preparing myself to be whelmed by the Superstar Shakeup.
Oh,
but I've got a few issues.
Way too high.
But I've got a few issues before it even starts. One, it needs to be the day after WrestleMania. You can't really start any feuds until after you're tipping your hand.
Yup.
To be honest, both post WrestleMania shows fell a little flat.
Yup.
Two, how can you even draft or make trades with no general managers or authority figures?
Yup.
Three, every year they suggest that a tag team may be split up, and every year nothing happens. Yep. Maybe it will this year. I'm not counting Ricochet and Black as a tag team. Honestly, almost all teams from Raw need to be split.
Yeah.
Four, no more call-ups No more call-ups, do something with the guys you have.
Yup.
Five, can we remove Vince from creative decision-making? He refuses to evolve with the business, and it shows.
Nope. He's going to stick around forever.
Sincerely, Slow Bro Brazil.
He might disappear a little bit with the XFL stuff if he's still alive. So that's, you know, but other than that, no, he's not going away.
Yeah.
He's just not. So I, you made every point there.
This is one from Luca Diamond Phillips. The Viking Experience will be located between It's a Small World and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, directly across from the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Are they ruined already?
Are they ruined already?
Yes.
Ruined. Yep. You got it. I can read some if you're tired.
Yes, please.
Andrew A.K. writes in and says, to the faithful departed, first off, let me clarify about my shower thought in the last email. That did not come to me whilst showering. There's a sub on Reddit called Shower Thoughts, which is random things that dawn on you during your day. Not just in the shower, and that's why I refer to it as such. At least that's what I assume about the sub. Yes. But I actually get those thoughts in the shower. That's where I come up with the most creative things, either that or pooping. So, just to let you know. Now then, do you see what WWE is doing? Do you see? I finally noticed a plan that's been in the works for years. Okay, here's the plan. Okay, got it. 2016, WWE signs the Singh brothers and Arya Daivari for the Cruiserweight Classic. Also in 2016, WWE re-signs Luke Gallows and Mickie James. In 2018, WWE signs Indian wrestlers Singh Rondawa and Saurav Gurjar to NXT. It sounded like Larry there. Also in 2018, WWE hired Jeremy Borash. In 2019, they hire Abyss, you know, my brother Abyss, Chris Abyss, Jeff Jarrett, and Sean Daivari for backstage roles. Do you see what they're doing? Do you see what all these individuals have in common? Do you see it? Piece by piece, WWE has slowly been rebuilding Ring a King, and we never even saw it. Okay, so maybe that's not what WWE is doing, but a man can dream, can he? Andrew, a.k.a. P.S. What are the odds Eric Young and Shattered Mojo are joining Bray Wyatt? And in fact, I didn't know about Eric Young, but I did say Mojo Rawley with a spider web on his face could totally be in that Bray Wyatt group. Yeah, that's funny. I like the Rinka King conspiracy there. Yep. Any more?
One from Grumpy 2?
Of course.
Dear SWF.
No, it's fine.
Viking experience? WWE loves to troll. I don't get it. But Hanson and Rowe are two independent contractors that need to go back to being independent. I feel so sorry for War Machine.
Grumpy, listen, first of all, the name thing is it might be unfortunate to a lot of people, but it's not about that. It's about how they're going to be used. Let's just wait and see. I can't believe I'm giving WWE the benefit of the doubt on this one, but those guys are big and talented.
Right.
So I'm not really worried about them. So we'll see. All right. Well, lots of emails, but is that it?
That's it.
Wow. We did all that without music or anything like that.
Wow.
We're being very serious this week.
Yes.
Next week, we'll have Larry back on the show with us, and we will talk more serious state of the WWE and hear Larry's opinions, of course. He was very vocal on the phone.
Yes, he was.
So we'll talk about that and this Raw that's coming up soon. I got to get to work on TLDR for this week because, again, you know, we were away. So I'm going to go do that. I don't have War Raiders action figures, though, so this is going to be a problem. But I have Viking Experience action figures, so that's good.
Oh, that's good.
No, I don't, because they don't exist. But anyway, I'm trying to remember if there's anything else we said we were going to do. But you know what? If there is, we do it on the next show. So
that is true.
For this week, I believe that's our program, everyone. And listen, please go smartwrestlingfan.com/foot. No, just smartwrestlingfan.com, actually. And then you go there and click on the PayPal link at the bottom and donate. If we don't pay our taxes, the show with Larry with no music will probably be the last show ever. So, sorry. Okay. And then other things you can do. You know them all. Just do them. Okay. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Until next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.